think yesterday, like we left off talking about Suda Shabbos, some of the halachas of the Suda of the day Suda. We start off talking about Kiddush of the day Suda. So, one other, what I wanted to talk about b'chlal was the mitzvah of having Sudas on Shabbos. So the mitzvah that we know, that on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to have three Sudas. Where does that come from? It comes from that the Pasuk says that the Sudas are like Zeichel Laman. We make Zeichel Laman, you have Zeichel to the Man is that you have two loaves of bread. But the truth is that the whole idea of having Sudas on Shabbos in general is also Zeichel Laman. That's because it says in the Pasuk, that talks about the one, it says Hayoim three times. You have a Chumash, it has Parsha Saman there, I think. Parsha Saman? Yeah, there it is. So, thank you. So, it says here, Vayomer Moshe, Ichluhu Hayoim. Moshe says, eat it today. Kishavas Hayoim Lashem. Hayoim Lotim Tzu Basad. It says Hayoim three times. So we learn that from there, you have three Sudas on Shabbos. Just like it says Hayoim three times in the Pasuk. So therefore, you have to have three Sudas on Shabbos. Now, if each Suda really has its own Zman, so that means you're supposed to eat one Suda at the night. We said even last time that even if you're Makabel Shabbos early, you should try to have some say you should have a kazayis of challah after nightfall. Okay, so that means there's a zman, you're supposed to have the suda at night. The next thing is that the other suda you're supposed to have in the morning, and the third suda is in the afternoon, Mashal Shabbos. So those are the three suudas. So the first suda at night, all right, it's pretty easy to do. What about the second suuda? So the second suuda is not always so poshut, because if you daven late, and you know you have guests and there's a kiddush and there's a bar mitzvah and an ofruf and whatever, and you're draying around, it could be the Aruch HaShulchan points out that you could end up starting your second suuda after chatzos. So theoretically, you're missing the lechatchila zman of when to have the second suuda. So that's why. Besides that, there's an issur that you're not supposed to fast till chatzos on Shabbos. But if you had a coffee or whatever in the morning, you know, or water even in the morning, then you wouldn't be fasting till chatzos. But besides that, there's a separate issue that you're not supposed to. The zman of the su'uda is supposed to be before chatzos. And memela, if you're going to dray around and wait, then you're going to have your su'uda late, and you're not going to mekayim this inyan. This is the Aruch HaShulchan, I think, in Simen Reish Pei Ches, says this idea. That you have to be careful not to to have your su'uda, the day su'uda before chatzos, to mekayim this inyan. Now, why are you looking at me funny?
I was trying to figure out what constitutes a su'uda. Is it lechem?
Lechatchil, it has to be bread. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that also. And then the third su'uda is shal shudas. So what's the zman for shal shudas? So that we know, that's in the afternoon, right? Now, the poskim all have a big arichos to talk about this by Erev Pesach, Shechal Yoyos B'Shabbos. Because when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, then you can't eat any bread in the afternoon, because you can't eat chametz, because it's Pesach, and you can't eat matzah, because it's Erev Pesach. So you can't eat matzah Erev Pesach. So therefore, the only time Tashal Shudas is in the morning. So there's a big discussion about this, if you're Yoytze Shal Shudas, by eating another suda in the morning. It's a big discussion, because it's not so posh that you're Yoytze B'chlal, by eating Shal Shudas in the morning. Okay? So therefore, Huadin, you have to have it in the afternoon. You're supposed to have the third suda in the afternoon. So that's the three times. What happens if someone misses one of the zmanim? Let's say he falls asleep at night and he doesn't have a suda at night. So you make it up. So halacha is you can make it up and you can have three sudas during the day. Now this is nogea. First off, a person falls asleep. Or let's say it's nogea. Let's say someone had an emergency at night. They had to run to the hospital. They're busy the whole night. Whatever, they didn't have a suda. So okay, so I'll eat now. It's not enough. You have to do a makeup. You have to have three sudas. to mekayim this mitzvah of klasa hayoyim ksivi. So you're supposed to have three sudas. Now, are women obligated in this mitzvah? So the halacha is women are obligated in the mitzvah, even though it's a mitzvah to say shas man groma. But they're obligated just like they're obligated in the Lecha Mishnah, because we connect all the lois ases of Shabbos, all the ases of Shabbos to the lois ases of Shabbos. And just like the women are obligated in the lois ases of Shabbos, they're obligated in the ases of Shabbos. Okay? Now, here was the interesting shaila. What about on Yom Tif? Are women obligated to have a suda on Yom Tif? What was the shaila? The shaila was, someone called me up, Erev Shavuos, you cannot make early Shavuos, right? Shavuos we discussed, you're not allowed to make early Shavuos, you have to make late Shavuos. So his wife is very tired. Maisa, they're not going to get home from shul till 9:45, 10 o'clock. She's not interested in waiting up. Or never, she's not healthy, she's tired, whatever. She's going to sleep. So is she mechuyev to have a suda? What? Well, first of all, she has to make kiddush, but you can make kiddush by day, theoretically, if you miss it. Oh, so you're saying that I'm mechuyev, you're big lamdan. And you're saying that I'm a chuyev in Yom Tif. Why? Because maybe you're being mechav into Rabbi Kiva Eger. You're saying Rabbi Kiva Eger svara l'chayra. That's the stomach. That's the stomach where you're going with this. Rabbi Kiva Eger says like this, that the chiyuv of Sudan Yom Tif is not midin simcha. It's midin kavod. Kavod for Yom Tif. Kavod Shabbos, kavod v'oineg of Yom Tif. Okay? Just like there's a din of kavod and oineg of Shabbos, like we've been discussing. So the din to have a su'uda is not me din simcha, it's me din kavod. Women are obligated in simcha. Because it says, Samachta b'chagecha, ato v'ischa v'itecha, right? So the women are obligated in simcha. But they're not obligated in kavod of Yom Tif. Why? Because they're only obligated in kavod of Shabbos, because even though it's a mitzvah, it's my grandma, because it's a special hekesh, zachar shomer. But Yom Tif, you don't have that. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, the women are potter from kavod of Shabbos, of Yom Tif. So therefore, Zakhtu Kiva Eger, they don't have to have a suda on Yom Tif.
Why is the suda kavod and not simcha?
Because simcha is basar yayin. Simcha's basar yayin. It's not cut. Simcha is not. Is not. What? That's the pasuk. The Gemara says it a lot of places. That simcha is associated with the karbonis, like it says by Har Grizim, whatever. But the simcha is associated with karbonis. So that, what? And or clothing or whatever. But lechem doesn't bring someone simcha. It's covered. You know, you set up a meal. That's covered. Or oinig, actually. But simcha is only basan yayin. So women are obligated in simcha, but they're not obligated, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, they're not obligated in kavod and oinig. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger paskins that women are not obligated to have a suda on Yom Tif. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, halacha l'maisa, that if a woman, let's say, benches on Yom Tif and forgets yalav yavoy, she doesn't have to repeat benching. Because since she doesn't have to have a suda, if she forgot yalav yavoy, she doesn't have to repeat the benching. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's chiddush.
What about the issue now, of women not being bound, not being obligated by time-bound?
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly the point. Since it's a time-bound mitzvah, they don't have to do it. On Shabbos, there's an override to that. Why? Because since they're obligated in the prohibitions, in the Isurim of Shabbos, right? This the time-bound mitzvah is only the positive commandments. The negative commandments are all of them. You can't say, okay, women can eat chametz on Pesach because it's time-bound. Right? No, because there's no hekesh. There was no hekesh. Here is Zohar and Shomer and Bevasachas Nemru. But on Yom Tov, you don't have that. So therefore, on Yom Tov, they're not obligated in the positive commandments of Yom Tov, because they're time-bound. That's the whole point. This is Rabbi Kiva Eger's Chiddush. It's unclear if the Mishnah Berurah goes with Rabbi Kiva Eger or does not go with Rabbi Kiva Eger. So, L'maisa, B'dievid, we're sorry, Rabbi Kiva Eger, not to repeat benching. So the shaila is this lady who called up to know if she has to have a suda on Yom Tov. Is that B'dievid? It sounded pretty B'dievid to me, because you know, she wasn't planning on doing it anyway. But you know, the shaila was, does she have to make it up the next day or whatever? So according to this, a lot of dafka you'd have to, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger. So that's an interesting side note. That on Yom Tov, maybe not. Shabbos women are just as obligated as men to have three meals, and like we said, each one has a zman. Okay? Now,
women should make shalshudas.
Yeah, so women should make shalshudas, okay? So l'gavi the halachas of the suda by day, there's no real major halachas, except for one point, that you have to have lechem, like you said. What's a suda? So suda is bread. So suda is lechem, so since you have to wash and bench for the Mekayim, the Suda. Therefore, you have to say Ritzeh at the Suda. You have to say Ritzeh. You have to mention Shabbos in the benching. And if you don't say Ritzeh and you don't mention Shabbos in the benching, then you have to repeat the benching. If a person doesn't say Ritzeh in benching, they have to repeat the benching. According to women. Yeah.
What about
now? There's one kinach to that.
Learning Shalosh's time.
Okay, let's get to the Shalosh's. Hold on. So now, Lamaisa, there's one way out of repeating benching, and that's if you've ever noticed in the benchers, in the fancy benchers or in the Sidurim, they have over here a whole list of brachas. Now that bracha was designed like this: that if you forget Ritzeh and you remember that you forgot Ritzeh right after Uvnei Yerushalayim, before you started the next bracha. Okay, you could say a make a bracha right there, which goes, it's brought down on the Siddur, it says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. It's not here, yeah. Baruch Atah Hashem, it's on page 87. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Nosan Shabbosas Lomnucha La'amo Yisrael Ba'ahava La'oisu L'bris, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos.
It's a special insert?
It's a special insert that if you forget Ritzeh, you could say this and you don't have to repeat benching. It's in place of Ritzeh.
Oh, where do you find it?
So it's in the, but you can only say it right here.
Right after?
After Uvnei Yerushalayim, before you start the next bracha.
And where is Ritzeh in relation to this?
Right before.
Oh, right before.
Ritzeh is here. So if you got Ritzeh, Uvnei Yerushalayim, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, I forgot Ritzeh. So then right there, you go to the back of the Siddur and you find this bracha.
Oh.
And you insert the bracha. Yeah, and you insert this bracha. And then, if you insert the bracha, then you don't have to repeat benching. And that's like a fulfillment of saying Ritzeh.
But if you already started the next bracha.
Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah talks about what happens if you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam with in mind to go further. And then you said, hey, Melech Ha'olam, I didn't say Ritzeh. Can you then not say Hakel Avinu, not say this? Can you go ahead and say Asher Nosan and finish the bracha with this, you know, use these words towards, as a credit, towards this bracha here?
Probably not.
So Mishnah Berurah pretty much says there, since your das was to say this bracha doesn't count. It's a bit, I have to look it up exactly. It's complicated.
This wouldn't work. This works for Hanukkah.
No, it doesn't work for this. No. For Ritzeh, you have to repeat benching unless you say it at the proper place. Okay? If you forget it in Shalosh, no. That applies to the first two meals. The third meal, Shalshudis, the halacha is like this. Yeah. By the way, there's a different insert for each one, for Yom Tif and Rosh Chodesh and Yalav Yovai. There's a different insert that you could say for each one of those brachas in case you forgot. So each thing has its own individual insert. I remember that I used to be at someone's house and they would bench, and like I never knew what was going on. In middle of benching, they always get up and get a sitter. I don't know what was going on. And then I realized that they always forgot Ritzeh, and they always get in the sitter in their bencher. They had this little bencher, didn't have Ritzeh, these fancy brachas. So they would always remember in time, get up, get a sitter.
Get
a sitter and have that.
They don't remember this, they should remember the other.
Right.
Because you got to remember something.
Right, but it's a very complicated nusach. So you have to have a sitter because it's very unlike, it's very hard to remember this bracha. But it is in some of the fancy siddur benches. That's what it's called, Brachol Misha Shachach. Right? Well, you're taken aback by this.
I just want to see where it is.
That means you never really forgot anything. Right? What? You know that? You know that was the story with the. That in Europe, so they were there was a city that was looking for a rav.
Hey, Alan.
180.
The bracha is on here. 196. So they were looking for a rav. They were looking for a rav. So they hired. They gave a proba to a chassidus rav and to a litvisha.
I wonder why I went all this time in my life. I didn't even know about this. Did you know about this?
Because it's after.
You go like this. No, because it's right here. It's only right here. Right here it applies. It doesn't even say what to do here. I don't know. It doesn't tell you anything here. But anyway, right here, you can insert that bracha if you forgot Ritzai.
I can't wait to forget next week.
You have to remember to forget.
Yeah. So they had a Chassidish Rav and a Chassidish and a Litvish Rav to come for a prava. So they asked a very complicated shaila. What's the halacha if someone forgets Yalav Yavoi on Rosh Chodesh? This then it's Shabbos and a whole complicated shaila, like what to do. And this, and he had all the Shulchan Aruch and everything, the whole sugya klar. They told him the whole psak, and they were all impressed that he got it right. And then they brought the Chassidish Rav. Back then, the stereotype was that they weren't so much learning, right? So, to answer the Shaila, so he thought about it, and he said, well, if you hire me as a Rav, no one's ever going to forget Yalav Yavoi anyway. Everyone's going to be, we're going to be so into davening, no one's ever going to forget it in the first place. So, but anyway, so now that's the halacha legabe the second suda, legabe the shal shudis. So legabe shal shudis, the ikra halacha is that you have to have just like the first two meals, right? The third meal is no different than the first two. So therefore, you have to have bread and shal shudis also. However, here it's a little different. If you're full, or whatever it is, right? If you're not able to do that, so then you can have it. You can mekayim it with mezonos or peiros. Okay, there is such a way out, but lechatchila you're supposed to have bread. Now, the zman for it is in the afternoon, and preferably after mincha. But if you can't have it after mincha, you could have it before mincha also. Mishnah Berurah brings that down. Now, legabi other things, I don't know in the Mishnah Berurah, maybe I'll look in here, he usually brings, I don't know what the heter is to mekayim it with learning. I don't know where that comes from. Let me look up if he brings it down anywhere about that. So I'm not sure where that comes from. I don't see where it would come from, what the pshat would be in that. One second. Oh, here. Okay, let's see if he brings it down. Maybe there's it's a minute out there, but yeah. Yeah, I don't know where that comes from, Alan, to be honest with you. There must be a makor for it, but I don't know what it is. I don't know if that's accurate. Okay, I don't know. What? Whoever, yeah, I have to ask the people that do it. I don't know. But Maisa Kipshutai, the three, you know, if Kodesh Baruch Hu would have said, you know, instead of mon, you know, let's have a shir, I'm not sure everyone would be so happy. So you know, like my Rebbe used to say, that there was someone that was, he was always looking for a kulas. You always find a way out. Like this is like that, and this is like that. So you get some shmaim, and there's an opinion that holds like this, and the opinion holds like that. So I said this before, right? So the gets up to shmaim, and they give him a tuna fish sandwich. He says, tuna fish? What's going on here? Says, yeah, what's wrong? He says, I thought we're gonna give liv yason. He says, yeah, but there's an opinion that tuna is liv yason. So I don't know.
Chunk life.
Yeah. In oil, man.
Now we're dying.
What? Is that what? Okay. So now, when the ideal zaman to have shal shudis is after mincha, and you're supposed to wash l'chatchil before. Nightfall, before Shkia. You shouldn't wait till after Shkia. If it's a couple minutes after Shkia, you can be Mekel and still wash. But you're supposed to wash after Shkia and have a Kazayis. Now here, it's a little different than what we were saying before. Before we were saying that since you have to have bread. If you don't have bread, you have to repeat. If you benched and you forgot ritzei, you have to repeat benching. Shalshuras, that's not the case, because since you don't have to have bread, so therefore if you benched without ritzei, you don't have to repeat benching. Okay, that's the three. That's pretty mainly the three. The mitzvah of the three seudas. The Rambam Shita is, by the way, that you're supposed to make Kiddush by Shal Shudas also. Because you're supposed to, it's part of the Chashivas of the Suda is to be Kaveya in Anyayin. Lamaisa, we know most people are not Noyeg like that. There are some, the Chassidish and others, that do this. But generally speaking, we don't really, not so machmer on that. And also, there's no mitzvah of Shal Shudas, Me'ikra Adin, on Yom Tif. Although there is an Indian to have in the afternoon, like Paris, have like a little snack in the afternoon to mekayim the mitzvah, you know, as a zecher or whatever. But
what kiddush would they say?
Bar Priya Goffin. Yeah. Now,
what kiddush would they say?
What would they say?
In the winter, it's a very short day.
And you're full.
Some people do that.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So lechatchila is better. Is taka better too?
Have you ever seen that?
What?
People do that.
What?
They kiddush and shalosh shoes.
Some.
Have you ever seen it?
When the Sama Rebbe was here, he did that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But it's a Rambam. It's the Rambam says to do it. It's not a chassidish thing. The Rambam says it. Most people don't already know you like
all
that.
All they do is break for your golf in the
room. Yeah. Okay, so that gets us past Shal Shudas and into Motzei Shabbos. Okay, now the mitzvah or an inyan to have a suda of Malava Malka. What's the inyan of Malava Malka? So the inyan of Malava Malka. Let's touch the words. What is the words? Right. Because it, just like this COVID, the lashon is just like this COVID. There's an inyan to show COVID to the Malka of Shabbos as she comes in. You're supposed to go out to greet it. L'chadoidi, we go out to greet Shabbos and everything. Hu Adin, as Shabbos is going out, there's an inyan to escort it out. And therefore, the real mitzvah is to the lashon of Shulchan Aruch is you're supposed to set the table. And have a suda motzei Shabbos. Okay. Now here also the inyan, it's better to have it with bread, but if not mezoinus or even peiros, you know. But bread is better. And Lemaisa even brought down the Kaf HaChaim brings down that you should even have a fresh food. You shouldn't have leftovers. You should make a fresh food for that meal. The covered Yom Tov, the covered Shabbos, the covered Malav Malka. So there's definitely, it's a strong inyan to have this, you know, to have Malav Malka, and it is a chashiva suda that a person is supposed to give a certain, you know, give chashivas to it.
What about people? I don't know if it's legitimate, but replacing Shalosh Shudas with learning.
So Alan brought that up. I don't know what the source for that is right now. I could look it up. I could try to find something. I haven't found anything yet that indicates that.
So a lot of people do it.
What?
So a lot of people do it here. So be careful what you find and what you don't find.
I
have to spend a lot more money on it.
Maybe you just host it. Have everyone across the street. It's not that far.
That's really true. We already have it at our house. We're just not home.
Oh, yeah? Oh. Right. So, as a matter of fact, it's very interesting. There's a Rabbeinu Yoina. The Rabbeinu Yoina says that a person is not supposed to be embarrassed to do a mitzvah. Even if you're around people that don't hold to that mitzvah, you should still do the mitzvah and not be embarrassed. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shari Tshuva. It's very important that you should do the mitzvah no matter what. For example, and now of all examples to choose, what does he choose? For example, if you're makbid, if you're staying at someone's house for Shabbos, and you're makbid to eat Shal Shudas, and they're not makbid, you shouldn't be shy, and you should ask for a roll so you could have Shal Shudas. that's the Rabbi Yonah's example of a person that, you know, no, because I remember that I was looking this up, because my mother is very machped on the Shal Shadis, and a lot of times, you know, she, in the afternoon, Shabbos afternoon, she goes, visits people, whatever, and she, a lot of people aren't so into it, and wherever she goes, she says, can I have a roll? I want to wash for Shal Shadis. So I was thinking that Rabbi Yonah, like, you know, no matter what, I'm going to have my Shal Shadis. I don't care if everyone else is or isn't having it. So,
that's how you became the Rosh Hashanah? From your mother?
Who knows?
Those are stories of the Gedolim, right? Rabbi Eliyosha.
My mayor. My mother definitely, for whatever it is.
And his mother.
My grandmother,
that's
actually. My grandmother.
Was it called Mayor Shapiro?
My grandmother. So one time was right. She was an old lady when the time I knew her. She probably wasn't always as old as that. But I think everyone thinks her grandmother was always old. So she was. One time late at night, late, she was about to go to sleep. She started washing and having bread. Like, you're hungry? I mean, why don't you just have a snack and go to sleep? She said, no, because I'm very machped that every day I have bread so I can bench. And I didn't have the opportunity to bench today yet. So I'm having the bread because I want to have the opportunity to bench. Right?
That's the story. Why don't we eat the apple?
It's a chashev story.
That's a grandmother on your mother's side.
My mother's mother, yeah.
Right. So the difference between a gadol and an ordinary person, a person makes a bracha so they can eat the apple. The gadol makes the
has the apple, has an opportunity to eat the bracha. Exactly.
It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Looks the same.
Right. So malav mak is a chashev inyan. Malav mak is a chashev inyan that it's a mitzvah. You know, all the things in Chazal, that there's a bone in the body, that this and that. You know, so the Maisa, what? You know, a bone in your body that survives only based on the food. Yeah. You know, so the Chazal go very, very, very far as to show the kavod that one's supposed to show for, you know, for the Suda of Lava Malka. Now, good. One thing is interesting. That's the Indian of Suda Shabbos, of all the Sudas and everything like that. Now, one thing that's interesting to mention is I was going to go through a little bit the Indian of Zmiris on Shabbos. Now, if the Olam wants, I was thinking maybe next week we could go through some of the Zmiris and go through the Taich of some of the Zmiris, so we actually know what we're saying as opposed to just singing a tune, because a lot of the Zmiris are full with halachas of Shabbos and inyanim of Shabbos, and maybe we could choose one, you know, a couple handful of Zmiris, and we could go through it and you know, I think it would be a big toelus, you know, to understand a little bit about the Zmiris. What do you think?
What are you gonna do? Analyze them or what? Sing them? What's the idea?
No, translate it.
Okay.
Translate it and tell and understand what it's coming to tell us. Because it's a very interesting. The Zmiris have. Have in them, you know, have in it a lot of inyanim. So maybe next week, it's already late. Next week, we're not going to start now, but next week, maybe we'll dedicate to the Indian of Zmiris as finishing this topic of Sudas Shabbos. Okay, and then the following week we'll start maybe Havdalah, go into that Indian. Okay. Oh, I want to talk one more thing. We have 5 more minutes. One more Indian I wanted to discuss, and that's the Indian of making 100 brachas on Shabbos. There's an Indian, a mitzvah. You're supposed to make 100 brachas every day. You aware of that mitzvah?
Mm-hmm.
100, very good. So 100 times moedin. So the problem is that on Shabbos, normally you don't have to make such a big effort to remind yourself to do that. Because normally it happens memela, by the davenings and everything. But on Shabbos, even after you add all the benching and all the shmoneh esreis and everything, you're still 13 brachas short. Okay? So 13 brachas short, so you probably have usher yatzar a handful of times if you have to go to the bathroom. So you have a couple there. But how you have to be mashlim still another couple brachas. So therefore, people are makbid, you should have a snack here and there over Shabbos, that you should make sure you say a bracha before and a bracha after, maybe a shahakol, a dama, ha'etz, and then a burn and fush. So you have four brachas right there. You know, if you do that once Friday night, once during the Shabbos day, then you'll have eight brachas. And mezoinis al michya, you have, you know, 10. So if you do a mezoinis, adama, ha'eth shakel, and then al michya and brain fashas, so you have 5, and then once in the evening, once in the day, you have 10, and you're definitely covered. However, there's a shaila if you're going to make a bracha shein tzricha for this, you know, add on. But anyway, it's important to keep in mind to make extra brachas on Shabbos so that you can fulfill the mitzvah of having 100 brachas. Okay, I just wanted to. It says that David HaMelech was misakin. It's an old takana. David HaMelech, it's not, you know, Chazal. It's David HaMelech was misakin to make 100 brachas. But I think because it says there that there was a tkufa in his life that there was 100 people dying a day. So as a tikkun to that, you make 100 brachas. The Balaturim says on the pasuk, it says that there's a mitzvah ledov kaboy, to cling to Hashem. And there's a tagim on the word ledovka on the kuf. So it says, why? Because the kuf is gematria 100 for 100 brachas. The way to cling to Hashem is making 100 brachas a day. Because it means you're constantly making new brachas. That means you're constantly making brachas, you're constantly thinking of Hashem in everything you do. So that's the way to come to that madrega.
The story about Shach and his mirrors is
that true? Oh, so what was the Shach Vatari about that? Let me think about that. I have to decide.